friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
You read Paul Hoynes in the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. If you're looking for great talk about the Guardians, you listen to the Baseball Talk podcast with Paul Hoynes and Joe Noga. Paul Hoynes joining us right now on the fan hotline. Hello, Hoynesy.
Hoynesy!
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How do you like doing that podcast?
You know, talking is a lot easier than writing, I found. but I used to think that. But now I'm running out of words, man.
Put it this way. I've never seen a baseball break someone's mouth like you can a computer if it flies into the press box. So you got that going for you.
That's exactly right.
So here are a couple of things. Here we are in mid-September. There are 13 games left in the season, and the Guardians are not only just playing games that matter. Hoynesy, they're not done yet. Not likely, but they're not done.
That's right, Jeff. They're kind of in it on two fronts. You know, they've got a chance at the division and a chance in the wild card, and I guess that's why they expanded, you know, the wild card kind of, you know, bracket to, from two to three teams. It keeps a lot of teams involved at this time of year.
All right, Hoynesy, give me your gut feeling. Will they be there when the postseason rolls around?
You know, Andy, I think the odds are against them. I really do. I think this is a steep hill to climb on both fronts. You know, you look at the Tigers, they've got to almost sweep, don't they? They got to take six straight or five or six, and then you need help. The chances are in the wild card are better, especially because they can play Texas the last three games of the season. But even that's a tall order because the teams shift so fast in there. You know, for weeks they were chasing Seattle. Now they're chasing Houston. You know, and that could flip back before the end of the season again. So it's just the best way to get into the postseason is to win the division. You know, then you just take care of everything else. You don't have to worry about the extraneous stuff.
Hoynesy, the six-man rotation for 17 games in 17 days, a rousing success. Congratulations, huh?
No doubt about it. I mean, you know, I was not a big fan when they did that. You know, I know when Tito was here, he was definitely against the six-man rotation. But in this case, in this instance, you know, it was the perfect solution for their problem because, one, they didn't have Class A, so you got to cover an extra inning in the bullpen. Two, you know, all of their starters, the young starters, have maxed out on their, you know, innings pitched or career innings pitched already. And three, it gave them kind of an advantage, I think, because, you know, the starters all had an extra day's rest. And I think they were stronger going into that stretch. They since they went to the six man rotation, they're 7-1 with you know, some kind of ungodly ERA, like 1.176, something like that. But they've done a great job with it.
And going to that six man rotation, how much more do you think that's improved the bullpen? It's been less taxing. It feels like it's been less taxing on the bullpen.
Oh yeah, no doubt, Andy. You know, I think. You know, we've seen it with Cade Smith. You know, he's been used, you know, he's really come into his own. He's saved eight straight saves. And I think the guy that's really benefited has been Hunter Gaddis. You know, I thought he was getting a little gassed at the, you know, about a month ago because they kept going to him for more than one inning. And now he's, you know, he's one back into that one inning slot, kind of the setup slot, and his stuff looks great.
Paul Hoynes joining us, plaindealercleveland.com. On his way to Detroit, he'll be covering the Guardians against the Tigers and, of course, a Baseball Talk podcast with Hoynesy and Joe Noga that you definitely want to listen to. Do you think, Hoynesy, this year has been not what they wanted for Travis Bezzana? I don't want to – I mean, they're still in this thing right now. I think we're all in the same opinion. Unlikely that they make the playoffs. So we're looking ahead a little bit. Do you think Bezzana is on track to be here next year? And do you think in any way, shape, or form they regret taking him number one overall?
I don't think they regret taking him, Jeff. I think they regret that he got hurt. You know, because if you just look at it, you kind of pull back and you look at it from a big picture standpoint. You know, this is a guy that got, he was one of one, you know, in 2024. But, you know, this is his first full season as a professional. He's already at AAA. The problem was he kept getting hurt. You know, but I think, you know, their plan was for him to help out the big league club at some point this year, just like DeLauder and Brito, too. I think all those three guys were ticketed to help this club, but they all got hurt. And Bezzana, you know, just, you know, with the two, with the oblique, the right and the left oblique, and, you know, he's kind of suffered in comparison to Kurtz, you know, who is having a monster season.
I want to believe, you know, and it's just so weird how streaky this team has been. You go back to what, September 5th, they've only lost one game. I mean, that's, and two games since September 3rd. Is that right, man? I'm just hoping that the streak keeps going forward. What do they need to do against Detroit to be able to take down the Tigers here in this series?
Well, you know, Andy, Detroit has the series lead 4-3, but they've only outscored them by one run, 21-20. So that's how close these games have been. You know, they're going to have to hit. They're going to have to hit. There's Detroit starting.
So you're saying we need to pray. We need to start praying.
They've got to hit Scooble. They've got to hit Scooble, which they haven't done. They haven't laid a glove on Scooble all year. He's got 16 innings. They haven't scored a run against him in two starts. You know, Mize, I think they've scored one or two runs against him in 12 innings. And Flaherty, they beat Flaherty earlier in the year, but this guy has owned him last, 2024. In four starts, he had like a 1.04 ERA against him. So, the Tigers lined up their rotation for this series for one purpose, to, kind of end the Guardians.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Season.
Paul Hoynes joining us, PlainDealerCleveland.com. Hoynesy, just before you joined us, Andy and Dan and I kind of threw out some thoughts about next year and looking at the position players. And I had six guys that I thought I would think they would want to bring back and who could actually be key guys for them next year, which means about half of them, I if they move on from them, okay. Andy had about the same number, so did Dan. Does this organization ever make that kind of a move where they could do that much tinkering, do you think? Could you see them not bringing back half of the guys who are here? Or do you think they're going to do kind of like what they did with right field this year? Hey, let's bring back John Kenzie and Will Brennan and see what else we can get out there. Because, I mean, clearly they can't score runs. They got to do something. But yeah, I wonder what they do.
Yeah, I don't know, Jeff. That's a great question. I mean, you know, they always go with the theory that, you know, we've got one of the youngest rosters in baseball, and they'll mature over a year. So the guys they got this year will be a year better because they spent a year in the big leagues. You know, I'm not sure that's the right way to go. I think this offense needs some help, and they've got to go outside the organization to find it. I mean, I know it's going to be crowded. You know, if Bezzana's healthy, if DeLauder's healthy, you know, Brito's healthy next year. You've got to find spots for them. But they cannot, you know, what they're doing this year is mind-boggling to me. The lowest batting average in the big leagues, and they're still in this thing. I don't know if that can happen. I don't think that's not the way it's supposed to work. They're 27th in runs scored. They're at the bottom in OPS and slugging percentage and on base percentage. It's just to do what they've done, I mean, you know, if you could add a couple, you know, professional hitters, real free agents, or make a trade for some of these guys, somebody, a legitimate hitter, I think that would really, really help this offense.
Hoynsie, I know you like Gabe Arias. I love his arm. There are times he looks like the real deal. If Bezzana's going to get here next year and play second base, that means Rocchio is going to play somewhere. Do you think Rocchio is better suited long-term than Arias to be the shortstop, or is it neither one of those guys?
Boy, that's a great question. I think Rocchio is a pure shortstop. I think that's where he belongs. That's where he should probably stay. If he's going to hit like he's hit in the second half since he's come back, I think he's definitely the shortstop. Love Arias, but, you know, like you said, great arm. And, you know, this has been one of his best season so far, but he's still hitting 230.
Yeah.
You know, and there's times when, you know, he just swings and misses so much at the plate, but he has gotten better, and he can play shortstop. So I guess you can never have too many shortstops, but, you know, I think when it all shakes out, Bezzana's going to be at second, and Rocchio will probably be at short.
All right. It was interesting that you said Detroit lined up their pitching rotation for the Guardians right here. I was thinking, if the Guardians get to the end of the season against Texas, because I'm just looking ahead at the rotation, they don't have anybody labeled there yet. And I do think it would be Messick, Ciccone, Cantillo to end out the season. If you had to throw three pitchers at Texas to make the playoffs, one, would you do it? Because if you won, you'd be going to the playoffs. Two, who would it be?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Andy, the thing is, they're going to have to win as many games as they can just to get to those three games.
Right.
And you're going to have to use your best pitchers to get there. So you may have no choice on who you throw in those three games. But, you know, in a perfect world, I'd go with Bibee, Gavin Williams, and Ciccone.
I'm with you. I love what Ciccone's done this year. I think, especially when he started off the year a little bit injured, and then it made me feel a lot better about the trade, I can tell you that.
Hoynsie,
yeah, I mean, he saved that trade.
Yeah, he did.
Hoynsie, I know the team loves David Fry, and we know he's coming back from the injury and couldn't play a position this year, and yet he's been DHing and hitting in the 170s. What's David's spot on this team next year, if there is one?
I think he's on the ball club, Jeff. You know, Vogt loves him. And when he was healthy in the first half of 2024, you know, he really kind of, you know, saved that club.
Sure did.
You know, he could bounce around. He was playing right field. He was playing first base. And then, you know, you can make moves with him and put him behind the plate. If he can come back to that kind of player, I think, you know, he's definitely on the club. I think he'll play a big part on the club. But he's got to be healthy because he's got power. We've seen that even in the limited, you know, at bats that he's had this since he's come back from the Tommy John surgery.
Lindsay, I'm tormented right now because I absolutely love watching teams try to build a team. So I can't wait for the offseason to get here. But this thing might last longer than we think it is. So I'm wishing them luck, and we'll see what they do in the next 13 games. Enjoy the series in Detroit. We'll read you in the Plain Dealer and your Baseball Talk podcast, Paul Hoynes, Joe Noga. Go listen to it. It's a lot of fun.
And if they don't sweep, don't come home. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Stay there. Stay in Detroit.
Yeah, I'm going to sell my car and live in Detroit.
Get Hoynesy, yourself thanks, a van. Buddy. Hoynesy, right, living boys, down we'll by the river. You. Awesome.
Paul Hoynes on his way to the Motor City.
Greatest,
joining us on the Fan Hotline.
Greatest laugh in broadcasting right there.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.